It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Cow, the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you, little one?
I'm good, little one. How are you?
I'm good. What would you like to talk about?
You pick. It's your turn.
Okay. Today, we would like to celebrate, it would be Joan Rivers, her birthday.
Oh, sure, Joan Rivers. Yes, funny lady.
Right, Joan Rivers was born on this day, June 8th, 1933. She lived to be 81.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, and do you remember Joan Rivers?
Well, I remember she's funny, but she's kind of like crossing the line. She's considered a little bit blunt and controversial. She would, put herself down and put the celebrities down and put the politicians down.
Right. But that's what made her who she was.
Yeah. Joan Rivers. I'm thinking that's not a real name.
Correct. She was born Joan Alexandra Molinsky.
Okay.
And her agent, his name was Tony Rivers. So he suggested that, she change her name.
Yeah, probably good call there. I'm not really crazy about changing the names, but I get it, Molinsky, but yeah.
Right, Molinsky. Joan was born in New York, but she came from the Russian Jewish descent.
Oh, yeah. Like we just did that podcast on Irving Berlin. He was born in Russia.
Okay.
And they're both of Russian Jewish descent. Very good.
Right, but she was actually born here where Irving Berlin, he was an immigrant. Where Joan was born in Brooklyn.
Yeah. But Irving Berlin was fabulous. He was a legal immigrant.
Yes. So she grew up in New York and she graduated from college in 1957. She had a major in English literature and in anthropology.
Anthropology, what's that?
Well, that's all about human behavior and biology and, now and also years ago, the study of humans.
Yeah.
But, like I say, she also had a degree in English literature, and Joan Rivers published 12 best-selling books.
She did? I didn't know that, but I remember she did that show, Fashion Police. It was hilarious. That they would make fun of the clothes that the celebrities were wearing, and sometimes they wore the same thing and they thought it was a one of a kind.
You remember that show, Pinky?
Well, no, but producer Renee remembers it. We're pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. But well before that, Joan got her start in the comedy clubs, and she would work side by side with, some really famous other comedians who became famous. Woody Allen.
Never heard of him.
Richard Pryor.
I never heard of him.
And George Carlin.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy that he did that whole bit about the 7 words you can't say on television. I'll tell you what they're about.
Pinky.
Yeah, I won't go there.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, she's pretty much a piece of work.
Well, it's funny you say that because there was a documentary that later was made all about Joan Rivers, and that was the title of the documentary. It was called A Piece of Work.
Ah, yeah.
And, you know, she finally made it on the Johnny Carson show after 7 auditions.
Wow.
And then she was such a hit, she became a talk show hostess herself and hugely successful.
Well, yeah, she's a huge talent.
Yes. All right, Pinky, we have some quotes here from Joan Rivers herself. And she said, "You can't change what happened. So have a little wallow, feel very sorry for yourself, and then get up and move forward."
Yeah, go on.
And Joan said, "I enjoy life when things are happening. I don't care if it's good things or bad things. That just means you're alive."
Yeah, this is planet Earth.
Yes. And Joan said, "I succeeded by saying what everyone else is thinking." Oh, Pinky, you're going to like this one. Joan said, "The difference between taking your time and wasting your time is happiness."
Oh, how about that, Joan?
Yeah.
Yeah, think about that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. The difference between taking your time and wasting your time is happiness.
Uh-huh. And one more. Joan said, "Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is God's gift. That's why we call it the present."
Well, yeah, we know that one.
Right.
Okay, Mildred, that was beautiful. Happy birthday, Joan, and to her family. And we'll talk soon, Mildred. I love you.
I love you.